But not all of the answers. So let's see. Perek Yud Zayin. Okay, the she'ila, the question that we have to ask ourselves at this point. What do we know at this point? We know that that Torah is the guide print, the blueprint, and the guidebook for all of life, really for all of humanity. The Jews accepted it, and we achieved shleimus through it. So the question, of course, then becomes, well, if Torah is so critical for the Seder of the world, and that's what we learned in the previous parak, the very deep philosophical parak Tazayin, trying to prove that if you believe in a creator, and the world is so misudar, so there needs to be a Seder to the Bria in the form of the Torah, so then the question becomes very obvious. So then why was the Torah not given from day one of creation, or let's say day six of creation, from the birth of Adam HaRishon, so to speak? How could there not be a Torah? Hasha'ela asher yesh lishon. The question that we now need to ask: Lama lo nitna haTorah bechlala b'tchilas ha'olam? So why did the Torah not accompany the world from the time of creation? Kasher bara v'sider hanivram, when Hashem made beings which are dependent upon an order that is outlined by Torah. So where was the Torah all this time? 2,448 years, Yitzias Mitzrayim until Torah was given. If the Torah is the Seder of creation, so where was it all this time? And again, if the Torah is the Seder of the world, so then it's not happenstance. I mean, it's not by chance that the Torah is going to be revealed in its time. It's very precise. If Torah is precise and the world is precise, so that means the time that the Torah is given is also precise. It's not, you know, we can't come up with some chance explanation as to why the Torah was given in its time, within at the exact precise moment, so to speak. So the question is, why? Why was that the precise moment? Lakach, oops, there goes our screen. Sorry about that. Back in Parak 14. Hold on 1 second. Okay, we're back. So the question is, so if the Torah is precise and the world is precise, so why was the Torah given in its time? You can't say that it was mikra kara, that it's happenstance that the Torah was given when it was given. V'hatshuva al zeh eina rechoka mimenu klal, says the Maharal, this is not, it's an important question, but it's not a hard question to answer. Acher sheizbar b'prakim ha-kodmim, ki ha-Torah hazos bilti muchanim elea ki im Yisrael. We've explained, while the Torah was offered to all of humanity, we know that the Torah is really the perfect fit for the Jewish people. And therefore what? V'imkein, and therefore, Husar hasha'ila lama lo nasan ha-Torah b'tchilas ha'olam. It's very obvious to us then why the Torah could not be given from the beginning of time, because there was no Klal Yisrael. Kasher adayin lo haya am Yisrael. When there's no am Yisrael, then there's no Torah, there's no Kabbalah Satorah. The shidduch of Torah and Klal Yisrael is a perfect shidduch, that there cannot be a giving of the Torah before there's a Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that's really just changes the question. So now our question then becomes what? The question then becomes ve'im ata omer hasha'ila hi shiyu Yisrael b'tchilas ha'olam. So now I'll ask a follow-up question. So why did Hashem not create, so to speak, the Jewish people from the beginning of time? Why was there this general character, Adam HaRishon? Why would it take time for the Jewish people to emerge on the scene, and only then would it be appropriate to give the Torah, now that there is an Am Yisrael? So if you'll ask the question, why was there not a Klal Yisrael from the beginning of time? Ha'am esher ru'uyim l'kabel ha-Torah v'tinasin l'hem ha-Torah. So why not make a Klal Yisrael, and then by extension give the Torah? Gam davar zeh eino she'ela klal. This is also not a very hard question to answer. Why? Ki ha'avos sheheim avos ha'uma v'chein Yisrael ba'atzmam ein ro'oi shi'u nevram b'tchilas ha'briah. Right? Why do we start with Adam? So start with an Avraham. Right? We don't start with Avram, we don't start with Yitzhak, we don't start with Klal Yisrael, we start with Adam HaRishon. So why is it that the Avos are not the first to arrive on the scene? Why is it that Klal Yisrael, as a nation, is not the first to arrive on the scene? Why is everything unfolding through this slow process? And the answer is, Ki Yisrael mitzad atzmam ein ro'i b'riasam b'haschala. the nature of the Jewish people is such that they should not be created at the beginning. Why? We think beginning means Bechor, right? B'ni Bechori Yisrael. In many ways, the Jewish people are the starting point. You would think that we're the Rishis. You would think that there shouldn't start with an Adam, this generic man. You should start with an Avram Avinu. It shouldn't take so long to get to Klal Yisrael. We're the purpose, so why does it take time to get to a Klal Yisrael? But explains the Maharal, the essence of the Jewish people dictates that we shouldn't be at the start. Why? Because the start is a little bit chaotic. The start takes time to work things out. Now, obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could get everything into place right away. But Hashem wants there to be sort of a progression. To go from a prototype, you know, version 1.0, to a version 2.0. V'davar zen izbar lamayla. This is something that we've explained already in Perek Yud Beis. Ki ein roi li Yisrael rakavriya basof. That it makes sense that the Jewish people should be sort of the pinnacle, the conclusion, the culmination of creation. Achar kol ha'umos. After you have all the different nations, and you kind of work through that process, then you come to what? The purpose of it all, which is Klal Yisrael. As we described back in Perek Yud Beis, you know, the notion of what? Of Chomer and Tzura. Chomer, we said, is the raw materials. Tzura is when I fashion it into something. Right? So obviously the Chomer precedes the Tzura. The raw materials, the raw pieces of wood, precede the formation of the object that's going to be formed. So to the world, as much as there's a Seder to the world, and Hashem's world is perfect in the sense from Hashem's perspective, but from the imperfect human perspective, we have to kind of work our way up to Klal Yisrael. V'davar zeh nimshach el teva habriya. And again, that is part and parcel of the very nature of a created world. Ki ha'adam shehu mivchar haminim hatachtonim. The same way that Adam himself came after Hashem made what? Hashem made light and dark, and Hashem made birds, and Hashem made fish, and Hashem made animals, and Hashem made the sun and the moon and the stars, and Hashem made a rakia. And then finally on day six, as Hashem is putting the finishing touches on creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then decides to make an Adam. So just as Adam is the Mivchar Haminim HaTachtonim, just as man, a human being, is the pinnacle of the lower creations, U'bishvilo HaKol Nivra, and everything was created for him, Hu Nivra Ba'achrona, and therefore Adam is not the first to be created, but the last to be created. Now again, you can look at it both ways, right? I mean, it's Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Tchila, right? Obviously. Meaning, Hashem's, you know, vision for creation is Klal Yisrael, right? Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shenek Bereishis. Meaning, Hashem is thinking about us from the start. But from an actual, you know, creation formation a standpoint, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us last. As if to say, I'm working my way up to that. Everything else is raw materials to then create the ultimate, you know, version of reality, which is an Adam. So Hashem made, again, Hashem made fish, and Hashem made birds, and Hashem made the sun, and the moon, and the stars. And then Hashem made an Adam. Adam is the Nivra Achrona. Again, thinking about it from the beginning, Sof Ma'aseh B'machshav HaTechila. V'lo Timsa Shum Uma Ba'olam Shenivrei Sachar Yisrael. And therefore, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed the various nations of the world, then Hashem says, now I'm ready for a Klal Yisrael. After we have Mitzrayim, which is really, in a sense, the pinnacle of the 70 nations of the world, then out of that world comes the ultimate creation, which is Yisrael. Rakulam kodmim lehem. Everything preceded Klal Yisrael. Sha'af Edom, v'Yishmael, v'chein Amon, u'Moav, all of the great nations. They all had to come into formation before Klal Yisrael. There's an Edom, there's a Yishmael, there's an Amon, there's a Moav. These Umos Gedolos, they're all Kodem Shehayu Yisrael La'am. They all preceded the creation of Klal Yisrael. As if to say, those were sort of the practice versions, and then we finally came to a Klal Yisrael. Ki'ilu teva habriya chayiv davar zeh. It's almost as if to say, says the Maharal, that the nature of creation demands it to be that way. Ki adavar shehu shleimas hakol, roi shabo yushlam hakol. The thing that is going to, or the level that is going to bring something to completion, obviously has to come at the end. Right? You're not going to play the championship the first, you know, at the beginning of the season, the championship game. crowning the winner of the season is at the end of the season. So too, you know, you work your way up through the lower levels, so to speak, of reality, of humanity, until finally you come to a Klal Yisrael. And again, this is what we spoke about in Perek Yud Beis, that there's Chomer and there's Tzura. There's the Chomer, the physicality of the world, and then the Tzura is the, you know, the ultimate formation, and that is the embodiment of the Jewish people are the embodiment of that Tzura. So again, this is a very simple comparison. Just like Adam is the culmination, is the pinnacle of creation, of the 6 days of creation, Bo Nishlam Kol Ma'ase Bereishis, it's with the creation of Adam that the 6 days of creation are complete. They reach their peak. They reach their highest point. Kach Yisrael Hayu Shleimus Kol Ha'olam Behem Yishlam Akol. So the same way, in a more, again, world view, Adam is the height of creation. So now, amongst all of the nations, within the specification of the nations, Klal Yisrael is the nation that stands above them all. And now we can understand the Gemara that caused a lot of trouble throughout history. The Gemara that Jews had to fight for and sometimes died for. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, commenting on a pasuk in the Navi, Atem kriyin Adam, ve'ein umos ha'olam kriyim Adam. You are called Adam, and the nations are not called Adam. Tosos clarifies in several places in Shas, there's a difference between Adam and Ha'adam. While Ha'adam refers perhaps to all human beings, Adam is a term that is uniquely ascribed to the Jewish people. And of course, you know, our enemies use this against us to say, what are you saying? That you're the only ones who are humans and everyone else is an animal. Right? You know, now, you know, when we, I always remind us, when we say that we're the greatest of nations, we're the Am HaNivchar, we're the chosen people, right? We have a special status. Again, it's never to give us permission to kill or destroy or to take advantage of those who are less, in quotations, fortunate than us. Right? It's a responsibility to the world. Obviously, if you have, you know, Yimach Shemam, a Nazi mentality, so you hold yourself to be the greatest race, and that gives you permission to murder millions of other people. So when we say that we're Adam, it was never meant as a bragging right, and certainly not as a way to degrade others. It was a way to challenge us to rise above humanity and to take responsibility for the world. Such an important point. But obviously the enemies read the Talmud, and they said, look at this terrible thing the Jews write in the Talmud. They think that they're Adam, and the nations of the world are not even Adam. We're subhuman. They call us, the Jews consider us to be subhuman. What does it mean, Atem Kriyin Adam? The Maharal says, I'll tell you what it means. What does it mean that the Jewish people are called Adam? He says, it's exactly this comparison that we're describing tonight. V'zeh nira b'Yisrael. Achar she'inyin ha'adam yesh li'Yisrael b'briyasam. The Jewish people are like Adam in terms of what? In terms of creation. In what sense? The same way that Adam, again, was the pinnacle, was the height, was the completion of the 6 days of creation. After Hashem made the sun and the moon and the stars and the fish and the birds and the sky and the sun and the light and the dark. After Hashem made everything, Hashem finished off creation by saying there's going to be an Adam HaRishon. So Atem Kriyin Adam, the Jewish people, in a similar fashion, are called Adam in the sense that what? There will be many nations in the world, and the Jewish people will be the top of all of those nations. Right? Atem Kriyin Adam, ve'ein umas ha'olam Kriyin Adam. V'zen nir b'Yisrael. That's true about the Jews as well. Achar she'inyin ha'adam yesh li'Yisrael b'briyasam. This inyin of Adam being, again, the culmination of creation, is true about Klal Yisrael as well. Shereihem nivrao b'achrona. We were created last. Again, sof ma'aseh b'machshava t'chila. Right, we're the last to be created. Obviously, we're the first intent. Again, Bereishis, the famous Rashi at the beginning of Chumash, Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikareishis. So, in terms of Hashem's thinking, we're the starting point. But in terms of emerging, the Maharal says Hashem has to take the raw materials and eventually to construct the Klal Yisrael, and that speaks to our greatness. Shereihem Nivro Bachrona. We were created last. After going down to Mitzrayim and suffering Mitzrayim and then emerging from Mitzrayim and then becoming Klal Yisrael. Im Kain Heim Hayu Ha'adam. So in that sense, we are the Adam. V'lo Umas Ha'olam. And not the nations of the world. Right? In that sense, we are the purpose of creation. V'ein kan mekomo, and the Maharal says here is not the place to speak about this at length, ki kvar be'arnu zeh lamalu gamkein, because I've already, again, made reference to this in the earlier prakim, back in Parak Aleph, when he first introduced how Jews are created with this added maila and making us fitting to receive the Torah and to perfect ourselves with mitzvos, or as we explained in Parak Yud Beis, again, this concept of chomer, of raw material, and tzura, of something being fashioned. Sof sof ein kan she'ela. The bottom line, says the Maharal, in introducing this parak, there is no shaila. There's no question. Lama lo nivro Yisrael b'tchilas b'riyas ha'olam. Sha'kol hu k'saroi. Why was the Torah not given from the beginning of time? Because there was no klal Yisrael. Why was klal Yisrael? Because everything has to happen in the right order, in the right time, in the place. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to sort of work up to klal Yisrael. That's why the starting point is Adam, not Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was going to emerge, and then from Avraham we're going to refine that through Yitzchak, eventually through Yaakov. Again, we remind ourselves, Avraham had a son who was off the derech. Yitzchak had a son who was off the derech. Right? They were struggling to get their family on the same page. Eventually Yaakov was able to have 12 atim, not perfect, but what Chazal called mitaso shlema, Yaakov was able to at least have 12 children who embodied his mission in the world. But again, if you want to ask a good question, right, having rejected the first two questions, here's the question. You'll tell me Avram wasn't Adam. I get it. Hashem didn't want to start with Avram. Hashem wanted to start with Adam and work his way to Avram. Hashem wanted to start with Ammon and Moab and Edom and Yishmael and work his way to Klal Yisrael. I get that. But the bottom line is, from the time that Avraham arrived on the scene, why was Avram not given the whole Torah? Once you say that Avram does arrive, you want to say Avram can't be the starting point of creation because you want to work up to Avram? You want to work through some of those eras of Avodah Zarah and confusion and God being obscured from the world before you get to an Avram? Fine. But once you get to an Avram, once you find an Avram in the world and the family of Avram, so now it's time to give the Torah. Avram is roy le Torah. Since the Torah is fitting for Avram and his descendants, lama lo nitna Torah la'Avram atzmo. So why did Avram not receive the Torah? That's a good question. And you know why it's a good question? Because Hashem did give some mitzvot to Avram. V'yoser mizeh. Achar shenitna la'Avram mitzvot mila. If you're going to already start engaging Avram in mitzvot, v'gid hanasha l'Yaakov, so you're starting to say the time has come for some mitzvos, so just give the Torah. Give the entire Torah. Lama lo nasan lehem haTorah b'shleimus. Why not give the entire Torah to Avram? Why not give the entire Torah to Yitzchak, to Yaakov? Right? Why only sprinkle occasional mitzvos here and there? Now again, just in conclusion, we do know that there is a Gemara in two places, once in Kedushin and once in Maseches Yoma, that says that Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So Avram somehow inferred, he figured out on his own, by looking at his limbs, he was able to infer from the 248 limbs that we spoke about in earlier Prakim, he saw their purpose and figured out 248 mitzvahs aseh. He was able to look at the world, 365 days of the calendar year, and figure out 365 los aseh. But again, the Maharal, and this will be our cliffhanger, I guess we'll save it for next week, right? The Maharal is left with this question. If you're already engaging the avos, again, they're not the starting point of creation. I get it. You want to take some time to get to an Avram. You want to go through many generations, from Adam to Noach, from Noach to Avram. You're 20 generations into creation before an Avram Avinu arrives on the scene. Fine. But once he arrives, he gives man. It's time to give the Torah. And yet for some reason, Hashem is not yet giving Avram, you know, the full Torah. He's giving him a little Mila. He's giving Yaakov Avinu a little Gid Hanasha. But why not give the Torah b'shleimus once the avos do arrive? Is a question we'll have to figure out. Okay, so again, in terms of the first two questions, why was the Torah not given at the beginning of time? Not a good question, right? Why was Yisrael not at the beginning of time? Same answer. It takes some time to get to perfection, and the Torah's perfection and Klal Yisrael represent the best of this world, right? It didn't start with the avos. It takes some time to get to the avos. But again, once the avos arrive, the Maharal is already saying, you know, Higi Azman to give the Torah to the world. And the question is, why not? Why hesitate at that point? Okay, my friends, so that's what we'll have to, that's what the remainder of our parak will be about. We'll have to see Sunday night in Mirtz Hashem, where we go with this. Magid Dvarav L'Yakov, Chukov Mishpatav L'Yisrael. We'll have to see. what happened with this seemingly delay of the giving of the Torah.